Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Rudy. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mickey Klutz. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Davey Lopez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Fred Stanley. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rick Langford. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Steve Hammond. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rudy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klutz moves to second. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez takes first base on ball four. Klutz moves to third. Heath moves to second. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klutz scores. Heath scores. Lopez moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rudy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rudy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Akins for the out. Two outs. Steve Hammond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammond hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klutz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rudy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quirk for the out. Martin moves to second. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klutz fields it and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to third. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lopez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hammond. Lopez reaches second base with a double. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lopez moves to third. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 6-0 Athletics. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rudy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a pop-up towards third. Klutz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Grant Jackson now pitching. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas strikes out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rudy hits a fly ball into right field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Klutz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-1 in the game. Akins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Hammond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammond is 0-for-1 in the game. Hammond hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Akins moves to second. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Akins moves to third. Hammond moves to second. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Quirk hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to home to get Akins. Hammond moves to third. Martin moves to second. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington misplays the ball. That's an error on Washington. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a line drive into left field. Martin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Martin. Lopez moves to third. Stanley moves to second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Henderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Martin. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Lopez scores. Stanley scores. 2 runs are unearned. It's 8-0, Athletics. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Murphy strikes out. 1 out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-3 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rudy hits a pop-up towards first. Aiken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Klutz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Akins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Armas. Akins reaches second base with a double. Steve Hammond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammond is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hammond hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Akins moves to third. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Akins tags and scores. 1 out. It's 8-1, Athletics. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-2 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Keith Creel now pitching. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lopez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lopez moves to second. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lopez moves to third. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. Pryor hits a fly ball into right field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Armas, who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 8-2, Athletics. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson, who is chasing the ball. McRae reaches third base with a triple. Washington scores. Brett goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, Athletics. Tom Underwood now pitching. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Akins hits a pop-up towards short. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May pinch hits for Steve Hammond. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into right field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Royals 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Paquette now playing right field. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-4 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rudy hits a fly ball into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Klutz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Wirth pinch hits for Jamie Quirk. Dennis Wirth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirth strikes out. Heath drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Wirth out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 3 in the game. Pryor hits a fly ball into right field. Armaugh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 8, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.